This episode of the Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by BonusRewards.sg.
Hello and welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. Today we have a very special show done for you. I'm Mr. Brown, and with me is Colin and Yan Yan from Singapore Dreaming again.
Hello.
And also from TalkingCock.com. Yes. And we also have our other friend, Mr. Tan.
Harrows.
The reason for this, for convening this podcast, is
emergency podcast.
It's an emergency podcast.
Yeah,
we are very concerned.
I was in the toilet, then suddenly got a phone call.
Yeah.
I said,
"Oi,
hurry up, come."
Come.
The toilet phone, it never fails.
Because we read in the papers today that the library board plans to archive local websites.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No joke.
The National Library Board has begun archiving local websites of social and historical value to provide both a research tool and a record of online content that may no longer exist on the original sites.
That means
websites that suck.
Wait, so far they selected 1,200 local sites, okay?
That's up.
It's called Web Archive Singapore.
Wow, I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah. It ranges from official to academic to quirky. Now get this. They will have SARS websites, government-related town council sites, school sites, registered societies, arts groups. And then here, they have the niche sites like the Irritable Bowel Syndrome Support Group.
Hey, they need a lot of support.
They do.
Hey, come on now.
Which
What's
offers,
the logo like?
I don't know. Which offers diet and health tips for sufferers. And of course, the Singapore Magicians Network site.
Do they pull it out of an irritable bowel? I mean, do they pull a rabbit
out? No. They keep disappearing. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. So people are very upset. So, you know, there was some secondary school teacher, this Denise Wong lady said, you know, sometimes it's very frustrating to find a good site only to be taken down afterwards.
Because that's a magician site.
Yeah, or it's not a very popular site to begin with. So you archive for what?
How can you tell if a website is too old? Does it have cobwebs on it?
Is that why they call it the World Wide Web?
And here's the thing, right? Here's the most important thing. Why we call this emergency podcast. The reporter...
Be serious.
Alfred Siu, the reporter, asked, what about satirical websites like TalkingCock.com and MrBrown.com?
Silence.
So, Mr. Ian Bain, the NLB senior manager for its digital library, he said he did not rule them out. He said they will be archived if they are deemed, this is in quotes, okay, deeply cultural, unquote, to Singapore.
Deeply cultural.
Yes.
So that means they chose 1,200 websites.
That's
which did not include us because
no. It wasn't in the list.
We
were not in the original 1,200 sites.
We were not
as deeply cultural as Irritable Bowel Syndrome, which obviously
it's quite accurate.
Very deep culture being featured on it.
Yeah.
Is your culture yellowish or does it float?
Float or sink?
I don't know, irritable, bowel, float, sink. The image that comes out is brown.
Exactly, I'm also brown.
Don't talk.
I'm very upset.
So what does that mean? So we are
but
culturally...
But you haven't been ruled out, though.
Haven't been ruled
That's
out.
That's nice
haven't
to know.
Been ruled out.
That's
so
nice
this is why we've called this thing,
chance.
Because we think... Do you think we should belong to this list or not?
I don't know because I'm very concerned now because I'm not even concerned about the listing now. I'm worried I'm not deeply cultural enough.
We are culturally shallow.
I'm very concerned about my culturality. I'm exploring my deepness now, and I'm very upset.
Out of the closet.
Yeah. How do I make myself deeply cultural? I've been working at it for such a long time, and. Now I'm not deeply cultural enough for the National Library Board.
Go and drink a lot of Yakult and
lactobacillus.
Ah, yeah, that kind of live culture.
Culture what? I got live culture.
What live culture yeah, coming to you straight on five
through your irritable bowels?
So much culture, you lao sai. I give you culture, see ya. So that's why we're very, very worried. You know, we're not going to be archived.
I think so, la. Hey, what? But I'm actually quite interested about this. Irritable bowels. I'm sorry, la, sorry.
No,
la.
Don't make fun of it. I mean,
no,
it is a syndrome, okay?
No. It is a syndrome.
It is a syndrome.
It is clearly deeply cultural.
Yes.
You know, I'd like to know
whether there's a value in, you know, archiving this old shit.
Yeah.
But what's the difference?
Oh, shit.
Why is irritable bowel syndrome support deeply cultural and we who are itchy backside not deeply cultural?
Itchy backside.
Because your itchy backside is on the surface only.
Yes.
Ah.
You see,
Oh, I see.
You only scratching the surface of backside.
Here,
yes,
say.
That's all.
Oh, right. Wow. Okay, now I get it. It's all clear now.
Yeah, irritable bowel syndrome is deeper. It goes to the soul of it all.
Into the bowels of it all.
What is the meaning of cultural, actually?
It's this brown sausage-like thing.
Okay, that's it. I'm turning vegetarian. Forget it already, man. Voila.
Here's the other thing that bugs me, right? Somewhere out there, there's this dude has been assigned to be the executive website archiver for the NLB. Can you imagine the tender for...
Wait. Is that insensitive bowel syndrome? It's like, you can stick anything in and...
What? That one is called constipation.
Insensitive bowel syndrome sufferer.
Yeah.
So years from now, somebody would say like, wow, I really want to find out what irritable bowel syndrome was like 10 years ago and...
And how it's changed on the web.
Yes, and there's no website. Shit.
Where is the website? Shit, man.
Thank goodness for NLB. Now I know.
Now I can check it out. Okay, this is the other thing. If you go to the NLB and you go to the archive and you check out all these websites and you don't return it on time, you get fined.
Dear sir,
they might not let you take it out. It'll be on microfish.
Microfish.
You have to roll.
Please come and see our wonderful websites on microfish. The auntie behind the desk is photocopying them now.
I don't like microfish, you know, because you cannot cut and paste.
Oh yeah, correct.
Yeah, at least on the internet, like when people do homework, can like
can copy and paste, right?
See,
microfiche is not good.
Yeah.
Then imagine it's also very troublesome if you have a website that's got dynamic content. I have to report the website. The picture keep changing. Then you snapshot every single one, One page.
Wow.
The microfiche. If you move it fast enough, you can see the animation on the flash.
And here we have rooms 15 to 24. 15 to 224. Those house every single frame of the trailer of Singapore Dreaming.
On their website.
Actually, if you look at it closely enough, it's like the Harry Potter newspaper like that. Can move fast.
Change.
Very advanced.
Can I ask if anybody out there knows whether Sammy Boy is also going to be
not local. First of all, Sammy is not a local name.
Wait, what is the local website?
Brown
is a local name, but Sammy is not a local name.
Is Brown a local name?
No, I'm not in the sites, what? I'm only considered.
True.
But you're just not deeply cultural, not say you're not local.
That's true. La.
Yeah, not say you're not cultural.
So got a grey area.
No, I live here, that's why. Sammy's site is overseas and Sammy is not living here.
Wow. But he covers local content, right?
His readers do, he doesn't.
So that means somebody in the NLB decides what are important sites to archive, lah.
I would love for them to archive Sammy Boy's site.
Yeah, because I think
there's cultural relevance, like which pimp offers better service.
Which lorong has which the lorong? Most seo seo bu, right?
Yeah.
I believe it's Lorong 9. Oh, wait.
No, cannot be. That's the beef kway teow.
Beef kway teow good. No.
It's the other side.
Oh, yeah. She changed her name to beef kway teow?
Yeah.
But you never know. See, because 20 years from now, the website Sammy Boy might have changed and the beef kway teow might have gone to the other side and the dim sum might have moved over to the other side and the seo bu might have moved like further down or something.
Did you say seo bu?
Seo bu. What is a seo bu? It's like a dish. Ante, seo bu, my ham.
My my hum la. Isn't that your catchphrase now?
No, it's not. It's not mine. Remember, it wasn't mine.
All right, that's true.
Oh, man. It's a semi-boy for the sake of our listeners who are not aware of this.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Unless you're over 18.
There's two.
There's two. One is the one that offers... pointed reviews.
Alfresco coffee shop.
Okay, that's the Alfresco coffee shop is about like Singapore politics and current affairs. That's a forum for that. Mm. The other one,
which is the more deeply cultural one.
Yeah, that one is more deeply cultural actually. Oh. That one should be photo settled. Oh. Then the other one is the one that offers reviews of how do you say
foreign talent
of services of the private nature.
Yeah, service your privates.
Yeah, those. both in the local context as well as overseas. Mm. So that's a very, very popular site which also has cultural relevance, but unfortunately, I don't think it'll be archived.
Really?
Wasted, yeah, so sad. I mean, 10 years from now, wouldn't you like want to know on Geylang Line who was the hottest, you know, Geylang Lorong Line, who was the hottest chick there then? Mm.
And what has become of her?
Oh, yeah. You know. Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Hottest chick. So, Siobu.
That's why.
Siobu. Obviously, you don't partake of the fair there often enough. Man, oh, Siobu. Can you imagine you go to Uncle Angela with Siobu?
Sorry, last time my unit say one.
Your unit bluff you.
You got go coffee shop, the uncle say, hey, chill.
Chua, chua.
Oh, that means I've gone to the wrong lorong la, because the uncle is chua, chua, siam, chua.
Chua.
The girl was really hot.
Hey. So, the day he walked down Geylang, he got grabbed.
Oh.
Yeah, that's quite scary.
Did somebody offer you money?
Where were you grabbed? I mean, which lane? I mean, which lorong? Not which part of you?
Actually, it was what? Lorong 11 or something like that. Quite scary lah.
Really?
Ah.
Were you with Yen Yen?
No, I was with a bunch of male friends.
Of course, of course you were grabbed.
But what surprised was they were on the food side. They were on the...
There's no food side.
That's what I thought until that day, okay?
It's not like Geylang's divided into like, here's the food side for the families and all, and here's the other
originally
side.
Originally, that was the case. Right? Originally, it's the even lorongs are the...
In both places, you can get things put in your mouth.
Okay, I defer to your experience and wisdom.
Who grabbed mouth. Who grabbed you?
I was just walking past this bunch of ladies from the mainland sitting at the
front. Oh, Malaysia. Sorry, mainland. Oh, mainland, that one.
The
bigger mainland.
The mothership.
Yeah, so walking past, and one of them like grabbed my arm. And started pushing, and you know, after that was the like
hesitation.
A tug of war like that.
Find a
so I think I must have looked like a complete virgin or something like that. Easy mark.
You look like a virgin.
No la, you look like a hung la, that's why.
Hung
so you William look like hung. You like all you know, you look like you have it like, you know, you
I don't know like, maybe the like talking cock and the kueh, you know, there's some kind of connection.
Because he calling go at talkingcock.com, talkingcock si cock tio.
What si quay still?
Oh, kill you like le.
What should see ma?
Grab him ma. He like cock one.
I also say.
Oh, that would be scary. Grab him because he likes cock. Are you sure that was a real lady?
You know, for sure now we are definitely not going to be archived by the National Library.
No, you're not.
I fail already.
Things that Singapore wants to forget.
Damn it, why their site don't go down?
It's the secret library under the NLB building. Like, very Dan Brown like that.
Huh? Dan Brown, is he your relative, actually?
No. My relative is Dan Brown.
The bitchy code.
I wanted to be archived so badly. NLB, one day my son... We'll go library. Then you say, Papa, your website not archived leh. That would be a very sad day.
You start your own archive now?
You say, don't worry, I'm in the colour chart.
If you want to nominate a website...
Oh, go website. Okay, got a URL.
That's right. Internet surfers can recommend a website for archiving by emailing the NLB at WAS@NLB.com. gov.sg.
So WAS lah. Like, that means like all the websites.
Last time.
Oh, last time one. WAS. So in other words, if you
Got, can I ask you, if got so many websites, 1,200 websites, shouldn't it be WERE?
Oh. NLB see, must report you hello. To speak good English campaign oh. already.
Yeah. Fail. So it's a website or email address?
Email address.
Not a website where you can enter must
yes,
old school.
This is to recommend a website.
Oh, so you write to that email address, then you recommend.
Yeah.
So readers and listeners
what is it
of TalkingCock and MrBrown.com,
please
we appeal to you.
Oh.
To go to was at nlb.gov.sg.
Yes. And tell them how deeply cultural we are.
So if someone is archived already, then how does your life change? Like, do you like have like a certificate or something?
It is should no. Archived by NLB. There should be a logo somewhere.
Yeah.
You know. I think
that kind like you know like you go hawker center then Yummy King goes there then they put the Yummy King sticker.
It wouldn't even be Yummy King. I would go for the hygiene that one.
Oh hygiene.
The hygiene king.
Hygiene. You got A B C. This is a C archive website. Like you go hawker right? You got the A or B for hygiene right?
Yeah.
Our websites were all the same grade lah.
Whether it's how cultural it is.
Yeah. If you are sort of semi cultural, they'll give you a D. If you are deep cultural.
Deep for deep,
but D is for deep.
Oh yeah.
C is for cultural. Oh, D is for deep.
A is for agaga la. Agaga is cultural la.
B is bopian. Someone say cultural, so I must put in.
And C is cultural. And D is deeply cultural. Okay. F is for.
Okay, never mind.
Never mind.
This one is a family show.
In cultural.
So they should give out badges. So remember, WAS at nlb.gov.sg.
So they say it must be local websites.
So
Playboy don't count.
Do they archive their own website?
I think they don't have enough terabytes to store porn.
Okay, So if you're archiving websites on a website, that means your own website keeps changing. Then you have to archive
your own website. Your
and my brain hurts.
Oh. That hurt.
But their library, you know. It's,
irritable.
You know, maybe they have the resources.
Brain syndrome website. Check
who
it out.
Archives the archivers? That's deep. NLB announces new project.
We have to archive ourselves because we change every day and we are deeply cultural.
One day, I came to this archive and this archive was not there anymore. Thank you, NLB, for your archiving the archive service.
Then when I walk out the door, I met myself.
Singapore Science Centre took over.
Great Scott! And then I married my grandmother. And then how?
No. Shit.
Then you take the blue pill.
Time paradox. Okay.
Take the blue pill or the green pill.
What's the green pill?
Viagra. No.
Chlorophyll. I think.
Chlorophyll. Okay. That's all we have to say about the National Library archiving local websites and our absence from it.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Irritable Bowel Syndrome Supporters Group.
And
available at nlb.gov.sg.
And of course, the Singapore Magicians Network site.
Proudly, what happened to it?
Proudly archived by the NLB. Damn it, you guys! I'm going to get you, Magicians Network!
Where escape is just a button away.
Press this button to disappear. Hey, look, this icon.
Use the escape key. Bring!
Escape key.
I think there are probably the number 1,199 and then 1,200. Then it just bumped you off.
I know.
Wow.
We just made it. We could have made it. We could have. We were 1,201.
You could have been on top of the webs.
But we have to thank the NLB for helping us save the internets.
Yes.
All of the internet.
Save the old websites.
Thank you, NLB.
Thank you. We see you in the microfish.
Thank you. Bye. There's a whole bunch of people out there having a meeting going, you know what? I think it's a great idea to archive websites. We've run out of books to archive.
Or maybe
I
they
think
don't
it's
have
a good
books.
Idea. I think it's a good idea. They should archive websites. Yes.
What?
Just silly to...
You should archive test papers. That'll be popular.
What, London?
10 years. The 20 year series.
The 20 years or 10 year series.
97 year series.
Wow, last time we were in 1997.
Do you remember the Maths Section 2 Question 4A? Wow, that one
came back. It came back, you know, in 2010.
Whoa, you can't keep a good question down. This time, question 4A is back, and this time it's personal.
You can't keep a good question down. I'll be back. Give them some air. Come with me if you want to live.
If a train travelling at 100 km/h,
it's arrived.
They bring back grammar, right? I suppose the grammar paper will be relevant from 1960 something.
Yeah. Oh, that's you, true. You absolutely true.
Of course.
Definitely.
Picture composition in Latin.
Actually, the test paper should be archived.
Yeah, there you go. Then you won't have people having email addresses like was@nlb.gov.sg.
So people might email in and go, hey, if the email was at nlb.gov.sg, then now what?
No.
If it was at nlb.gov.sg, then what is the current email address?
Was is something about web archive something lah.
Not past tense of is.
The female speaks the truth.
Oh, web archive Singapore is was.
So the email is was. The email is was at nlb.gov.sg.
Can you imagine the phone calls? Hello? Which website, which email I sent to was at nlb.gov.sg.
Then now leh?
Now leh?
Was at nlb.gov.sg.
Now leh?
Was at nlb.
It was at
9 years later. So what is the... Dude! Sweet!
Dude! Sweet! No more and then! Oh man, but we want to let the NLB know we love them still.
Yeah, they're still doing a great job.
Because I have a book I haven't written yet.
I used to get nightmares as a kid that I dare not go to the library just in case I didn't return a book. And the fine was like compound interest.
Compound interest? Oh god.
Wait, they only fine you if you return the book late, right?
So if you don't return the book at all.
But you can never step through the library because if you step through it, then something will ring.
Something will ring.
Yeah. A trap door will open.
What if I tape everything down?
Then, like, everyone will know.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Like, you're the one who didn't.
The gates will come down on you. Like,
what happened to the copy of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory you borrowed when you were 10 years old?
Die. Arrested.
I think so.
National
they got
Library
your name
police.
Again.
The book police. Stop there! Drop that book! Step away from the book right now! Get on the floor! Hands on your head!
I was supposed to go to the island!
There is no the island.
Hey, I have to tell you something about the NLB. I saw the most wonderful word.
Right.
You know, are you recording?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's recording.
It's okay, go ahead.
There are these cards outside, which are great, which are supposed to, like, for students to, after school, they can sell stuff.
Oh, really?
Which is a really nice idea.
Which is a nice idea, like, but it's the world's ugliest word.
What's the word?
It's youthpreneur.
That's a... isn't that from Star Wars? Youthpreneur. Meet the gold.
That's one of the planets.
I'm sorry, but...
Planet Mustafa and planet youthpreneur.
Youthpreneur.
Who thought that up? Really, who thought that up? I mean... You can't just be a... You know, a young part-time salesman, young entrepreneur. Correct.
Young salesman.
Correct.
The young businessman.
Yeah, young business person.
Someone had to go and come up with youthpreneur.
I think it's actually youthpreneur.
What's a preneur?
What's a preneur?
No, it's now pronounced preneur, okay? Because nowadays to be business, you must be entrepreneur, you must be technopreneur. So now they're youthpreneur.
So you're the preneur.
So you're the preneur, you do a lot of preneuring.
Preneuring.
Then after that, you get Brennan.
You the Brennan.
Don't Brennan too much.
So those get, yeah, Brennan, what I call it, you the Brennan program.
You the Brenner.
You the Brenner, okay.
You the Brenner.
Then we all what? Older Brenner.
Oh, businessmen are older. And then, of course, Singapore's idea of youth is before 1965. Youth. After 1965. So you are 30 something and you are youth.
Yeah, la.
Oh,
correct, what? Youth award, what?
No, lah. I thought the cutoff is 35, is it?
Okay, so...
As long as you can do reservice, you are youth.
Oh, that's true, allowed.
So what are they selling in the youthpreneur program?
I don't know lah. You know, it's up to the youth. Very youthful things lah.
Send me videos.
So they sell youth. Their stalls are called what? Youth the stalls.
Very youthful.
Then if they're like very regional, they go youth in Asia.
Youth in Asia.
Sorry, I had to do that.
Okay.
That's a joke worth archiving right there.
It's got local context and it's deeply cultural.
Actually, I like the library, lah. You know, for all,
I like the library.
You know, let me tell you something right
if
now.
If I visited the library, I would like it.
Except for fine.
I have to confess.
What?
I use their toilets in the mornings.
Where? Which one?
The new National Library.
Cubicle 4.
Yeah. I drop my wife off, and sometimes I feel, you know.
The urge.
Yeah. And I park my car nearby, and I go to the library before it opens, before 10.
Before it opens.
Before they open.
Yeah, I mean, because 10 o'clock.
You break in and then you...
No, no, you can still go
to the toilet. You go in and shit and come out.
Yeah, but it's peaceful and there's music.
Yeah. You must feel at home in the library.
I do. And then you can hear the announcements they make to the staff.
Well, the guy in cubicle 4...
Get your smiles ready, everything.
Get your smiles ready.
Yeah, that's before 10 o'clock. They will tell the staff, make sure that everything's okay, your attire's all right, you know, be polite and be ready to receive our guests. It's very customer service oriented.
Very nice.
9:59.
Oh, very good.
Do you think they'd be so open about these announcements they knew that Mr. Brown was sitting in cubicle 4 or not? Yeah,
and make sure your smiles to welcome the...
So now you know, now everybody knows, and...
Yeah,
they'll all be stalking.
Good morning,
I'm not going to go to the library to take a dump anymore. There'll be people waiting outside.
That's right, yeah. Mr. Brown, you here now?
You know, Mr. Brown is going to library bunkside one.
They will wait there with their white smiles. And
I'm here to return something.
Now I'll be forced to use Raffles Hotel. Yeah. My other one.
Where they have the same.
You like to take a dump in the atas places.
Huh? It's revenge.
My old hobby was to go to the old coffee shop, smelly type, lousy, wet, dirty one. No lah. Yeah lah. Like, of course we like the atas one. What?
Last time library before they moved to Paragon. The fancy place.
Before Paragon, remember the old one.
Old one, the library, that okay, not so happening.
Not so happening. Hey, but so remember the ice kacang with all the bees?
No, not to go to the toilet. The ice kacang with all the bees.
I thought you were raisins.
Raisins.
Flying raisins. No. Paragon was the toilet.
Paragon.
Oh, that's the one you
I thought it was a department store.
Yeah, must be. Well, yeah. Yeah, must be 20 cents.
Oh, is it? Really?
But now it's the National Library.
I don't know if my dump is worth 20 cents.
I used to go to Queenstown Library.
To dump.
Hey, that's where I go to sometimes.
My mother dumped me there to read.
Dumped you there to take a dump.
Interesting choice of words.
Crystal Library is nice.
It's very nice.
I go there every Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Wait. Is that in Commonwealth?
Yeah, Commonwealth.
Yeah,
I grew up there. You grew up there.
Yeah, the market there is nice. It's one of those markets that hasn't been upgraded yet. Thank goodness.
Happening.
The upstairs, downstairs one.
I think it's been. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Too late.
I think so.
They never archive the market.
Yeah. Goodbye market. Aww. They should archive the markets.
Yeah.
They should archive, yeah.
For the stat, the whole damn thing.
Oh. On microfish.
The auntie. Hey, don't follow that, B.A. Let's go see me. We don't want to lose you.
And that's very creepy. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Queenstown Library, very short.
Actually, there are other things to archive. Why websites? I mean, half of it must be residing on Google's cache already, right?
Yeah, but Singapore must have its own. Because Google belongs to other country.
Oh.
Singapore must have its own archive.
I see.
It's true, lah. It's true, lah. Shouldn't be dependent on other people's archives.
What if Google died?
Toy.
then we have to rely on our own.
Backup plan, huh?
We should deploy the youthpreneurs. Ask them to come up with a plan.
Pran.
The pran. The youthpreneurs have a pran.
I love those words.
We'll never get archived at this rate. Thank you, NLB. Okay, now we're going to go for good.
Dump.
Bye. Thanks for the toilet.
See you tomorrow at Cubicle 4 on level 3.
This episode of the Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by bonusrewards.sg. Identify yourself as a Mr. Brown Show listener by visiting bonusrewards.sg/Mr. Brown Show and increase your chances of winning an Apple MacBook, Canon IXUS 800IS, and other fabulous prizes for Singapore citizens and PRs between 21 and 60 years only.
The Mr. Brown Show is a production of MrBrownShow.com. La 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 la. Thank you.